Hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Hogan here in Audio Boo. Bad neighbours. Listening to Adrian Rex at Turbo Stream this morning. Actually, just a wee while ago. Talking about his neighbours. Well, we already know a wee bit about the saga of their washing machine. Adrian can't escape the noise of this rickety, clang-banging, slush washing machine. Coming through the noise, coming through the walls, and ruining his peace and quiet. He's even had to swap bedrooms to get away from it. And not just that, but the neighbours are a wee bit noisy. But Adrian does say that they're not bad neighbours. They're not, you know, they're not in the sense of being bad neighbours. They're just loud and noisy and a wee bit brash and probably have little inclination to the noise they're creating for those round about them. And I say that because not only have I had experience of that, but so have many friends of mine had experience of not bad neighbours, but just ignorantly inconsiderate neighbours. In other words, you get the impression that they're not aware of the fact that their wains are running about squealing, that they're noisy in their activities in their house, banging doors, slamming cupboards, all those kind of things, you know, loud tellies and extremely loud washing machines. So they're not bad neighbours, but that doesn't make it any easier for the person or persons living next door, through the wall from them. You see, I've had experience, or we have had experience of that. But fortunately, in all the years that we've been in houses, in housing estates, schemes, whatever you want to call them, projects, we're never in a project, we've never had a bad neighbour through the wall, but we've had bad neighbours. I mean, as in bad, needing locked away and their backsides booted on a regular basis, things like that. And I know that Graham at Black 73 Cat, Graham's actually got some ongoing problems with neighbours down that, so I think it's more than just what Adrian's got of noise. It's it sounds that's a damn sight more serious than that. Excuse me, I can hear that my jacket's rubbing against something. Forgive me for that. And as I said, I've had my own dealings with that, staying in housing schemes. And since we moved to this home, a detached bungalow in a nice wee quiet corner of the town, that we swore we'll never go back to living even in a semi-detached, no matter where it is, how nice it is. We will never ever go back to staying. I'd stay in a static caravan in a field somewhere. If we were ever forced us to move drastically, quickly, then we still would never accept anything through the wall again. And I say that because I do have an old associate who bought one of the really nice houses in this area when they were built a number of years ago. And these houses at the time, were the pricier ones in the housing estate. We've got to call them housing estates. And so Tommy got one of these, really nice. And the guy that got the house next through the wall from him was just an empty. Even though he had the money. You see, the fact is that people nowadays have got the money because in most cases, I don't say all cases, but in most cases, the two in the partnership, whoever the partnership may be, we're going to get some motorbikes passing, so see if we can get a binaural. No, it's not a binaural, but you can get a stereo. I think those two guys were trying to, young guys trying to impress the two young girls that were walking there. We were showing off. Ah, hey, been there, done it, got t-shirts, didn't work. So this guy, as I said, a lot of the cases that both of partners, whatever you want to call them, are working, And so they have the money to buy, higher end houses, if you like, higher end homes. But it doesn't mean to say that makes them any better person, any better people to live beside. And this guy was driving Tommy mad, absolutely mad. He even built a new shed in his own garden, in his back garden. This guy, by the way, built a shed in his garden. And guess what he built it from? He built it from the boundary fence that the builders had put up, this maintenance boundary fence that they put up around about housing estates nowadays. So he ripped all the wood off the back boundary fence and built himself a nice wee shed from it, leaving this eyesore out Tommy's back garden. Not only that, but he was just a loud guy, and he was also a bad guy because he had not ignorant in consideration. He knew what he was doing. He was a real bad bugger, and he would wind Tommy up just deliberately, just to see how far he could get him wound up. And on another occasion, a guy that worked with me many years ago, Jim. Now, Jim was a strapping lad, about my age at the time. Well, he'd be my age now, but he stayed down in Bowness, a town not far from here, Burriston S. And Jim, as I said, was a big strapping lad. He was no softy by any means. I mean, somebody stood on his toes, you knew about it, you know what I mean? But he was a lovely guy, a really nice guy, but in the same respect, he was no softy, no pushover. And he got neighbours next to him. And he could cope with the guy, physically, not a problem, which he did in the first occasion when they were doing something really bad. It was first the fisticuffs, and Jim laid the guy flat and thought that would be the end of it. But of course, these people are too stupid to know when, or what they're doing, how far they're going to push people. So there was harmony for about a couple of weeks, and then the laddie-da's all kicked off again, and things being chucked, raw eggs being chucked at their door and their windows, late in the evening. All those mannery things that you hear about, and Jim actually caught this guy's kids chucking eggs at the bedroom windows one evening. And so Jim approached the guy, and the guy basically told him to, F off. So Jim again had to threaten this guy and say, look, if it happens again, if I catch it again, I'm coming for you. And that didn't make any difference because various things happened again, so Jim had to go. And Jim didn't even give him the chance, the opportunity to say anything at the door. Jim just pulled him out the door and whacked him a couple of times again, gave him a good thumper and said, look, next time I'm going to the police. And you know what the guy said? Just go. Go to the police. Do what the effing like you want to do. Just do it, pal, because I don't effing care. Now, this is for a guy that's just been thumped useless again. And he didn't threaten Jim with the police for thumping him. He was just too stupid. It's too bad. So I don't want to linger on the fact that about particularly bad instances, bad, really bad people, obnoxious people, because that can really drive you mental. And what happened was Jim's wife went into a depression because of all the carry on, because Jim had to go to his work, his wife didn't work. She was hearing the loud music during the day, and of course when Jim came home, they knew what time he came home from his work. The volume was turned down, she would tell him, but he had no evidence, and it was go down the stage of her recording what was going on during the day and taking it to the police, and the police warned them. But as I said, these people are just too damn obnoxious to take any warning. And so it drove them so bad that, as I said, Jim's wife got depressed and they moved home. Sad, yes, they moved home to get away from it all. So who were the winners? Yeah, the bad guys again. And this brings me around to, I guess, the reason that I've come in on this is that an old, lovely old Irish lady, Liz, stays in the town here. A great friend of my wife Mary's. And she's just such a lovely lady. Been widowed for a good number of years. And, but she's, she's on her own. She's had neighbours above her. She's a four in the block. She's had neighbours through the wall and neighbours above her for years, got on with them. She has her own wee garden and greenhouse and had a nice wee cosy home. The family above moved recently after many, many years of being above Liz. And the council shoved in an obnoxious family. This guy's on the wacky-backy. I think his wife's on it too. They're just going about, as I said, these are not, they're not doing anything vicious, but it's loud noise, it's banging doors, it's visually smoking the wacky-backy in the garden, the back door, and just generally being a nuisance to a lady who is in a, well in her 80s, and it's driving her and her daughter, by the way, is, you know, in her late 50s, who has come to stay with her to give her some comfort, you know, and also basically as a kind of witness to what's going on. The police have been approached several times, the council's been approached. Why did they move a family like that in to an area where most of the people are old folk that have been there for probably, I guess, for 20, 30, 40 years? And they move in a family like that. So they don't need to be a vicious family. They don't need to be totally obnoxious and hateful and violent. All they've got to do is constantly annoy you. And, you know, you can put it behind for a wee bit and think, well, I'll let it go, I'll let it go. I'll let it go by me, I'll let it go by me. But it doesn't work. You have to be a saint for that to work. It just doesn't work, to be honest with you. I mean, when you consider that I try to accept and forget about very noisy jumbo jets and planes flying over my head every morning now that didn't used to be there, and I still can't get myself round to accepting that. Can you imagine someone who's got a family living above them, thumping up and down and banging doors now and then? How can you possibly ever switch off from that? It will drive Liz insane. Simple as that. And it'll probably drive her daughter insane, and it'll probably drive the authorities insane until someone cracks somewhere. It's a damn shame, you know. So, going back to Adrian and his noisy neighbours, but not bad neighbours. In a way, noisy neighbours can, like the old Japanese water torture of the dripping tap kind of thing on your forehead, easy to bear for a wee while, and then each drop becomes like a pebble, and then a stone, and then a brick, you know, etc. And that's how it goes with noise. Noise can drive you crazy. But not that noise, because that's quite a nice noise. I like that. I feel sorry for Adrian, I do, and I feel sorry for Graham. Graham, I think, has got worse situation. And that's a problem. It's a problem with living, and particularly through the wall or above or below neighbours. Oh, when I think of some of the things that we endured as a young family, no. Never, never, ever again. Okay. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.